And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Monday, July the 18th, 2016, 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're tuned into the Now program. I'm Scott Spears along with you for the next 2 hours, the last day before we head to the big Republican convention, and you are not going to want to miss this because WWGH will be live at the Republican National Convention, Quicken Loans Arena, Cleveland, Ohio, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., and then each night we will do a special broadcast from 7:10 until 8 p.m., and Thursday night following the big Donald Trump speech, we will do an hour immediately following that speech, which will probably be around 11 o'clock. So write all that down. We'll give it to you again before this program's over, but write all that down because that's when you're going to want to be listening to this station. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in and share your thoughts on anything, we'd love to hear from you, but that's the way it goes at this point. Terry, okay, thoughts, we're down to 24 hours away. 24 hours from now, we'll be on the air giving our first report live from the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, Ohio.
My goodness, I can't wait. I mean, I'm so pumped up. You know, just I was up there Saturday, and just the atmosphere that was there Saturday, it's going to be incredible.
Now, and you have to remember, Sean Kraft will be back here in the studio.
Manning the desk, as they
say. Manning the desk, anchoring the broadcast back here in the studio tomorrow. And Charlie Evers will be on Wednesday and Thursday morning. And Adam Lepp, I believe, here, the computer guy, will be here Wednesday night. And Sean will be here Thursday through the afternoon broadcast. So we thank all of them for what they're doing. So that's the way it stands right now. Changes could happen. You never know who's going to come across or what's going to come across. But as it stands, the coverage starts 24 hours from now from WWGH Radio, 740-383-9944. Now, over the next 2 hours of this program, we're going to take thoughts on that. We're also going to be joined at 12:30 today by the greatest mentalist in the world, the amazing Kreskin, who's going to tell us what's going to happen at this Republican convention over the next few days. And is it going to be chaotic? Is it going to be a crazy scene? What's the ramifications are going to be? Well, the amazing Kreskin is going to tell us all about that in about 13 minutes. And then, starting next hour, we have a very special guest. Can't even give you any more hints than that, but you're going to want to be listening at 1:15 today. That's going to be a lot of fun. Now, all that being said, the convention did open today with some, I don't know, what do you want to call, sparks?
Flare.
Everything opens up with sparks because Paul Manafort, who is Donald Trump's campaign manager, went on the Today Show this morning and he said that John Kasich, our Ohio governor, not coming to this convention is embarrassing. What he said was, he says, this is his quote about Kasich, he said, he is embarrassing his state, frankly. And he also said, most of the Republicans who aren't coming are people who have been part of the past. And Kasich responded and said, this is Kasich's quote, why would I feel compelled to support someone whose positions I kind of fundamentally disagree with? He told Fox News. So apparently, John Kasich is not going to be supporting Donald Trump at any point during this thing. What do you make of that story?
Well, I mean, I kind of agree with his campaign manager. I kind of think John Kasich should be there.
Why is he not there? I can't imagine that Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio agree with Trump.
Sure.
But they are going to speak because it's the Republican National
Convention.
Being in your own state, if nothing else, why wouldn't you go and just say that?
Yeah, I don't want to use the word obligated, but he almost should be obligated to be there, you know, I mean.
A Republican governor of Ohio not going to the Republican convention, he must really have far more sour grapes than other people have.
Sure.
What do you think? Give us your opinion. 740-383-9944. We have 10 minutes before Amazing Kreskin's going to call in. So give us a call, 740-383-9944. Should Governor Kasich have went to this convention? And should Donald Trump be knocking him as the convention opens? Is that going to help Donald Trump win Ohio, which he has to win in this election? Is it going to help when the convention opens, the first thing his person does that morning, his campaign manager does, is go on national television and call John Kasich, the popular Ohio governor, say he's an, it's an embarrassing?
He almost needs to partner up, I think, with him to help him win Ohio.
Can Trump win Ohio without Kasich's support?
I don't think so. I don't think so. My own opinion.
Now, the people who... Because Kasich did win Ohio in the primary.
Yeah.
Trump did not.
Right.
Now, will the people who voted for Kasich vote for Trump?
I don't think so. I think they may not vote, or they may, you know...
Now, here... Now, Gail, I hope you're listening, because I want your opinion on this. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg last week said nasty things about Trump. Mm-hmm. Now, is... Kasich's line from Fox News, most of the Republic... No, that's not his line. Here's Kasich's line. Kasich's line was, why would I feel compelled to support someone whose positions I kind of fundamentally disagree with? He told Fox News that in June. Now, does John Kasich saying that and not showing at the convention, does that mean he's voting for Hillary?
No.
Is that what it means?
It just means he's not supporting, you know.
Because when Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that Trump was unfit to run the country,
she was voting for Hillary.
It was an endorsement for Hillary. Is Kasich endorsing Hillary Clinton here? Is his non-endorsement of Trump an endorsement of Hillary Clinton?
I don't think so. I think they just asked the guy a question. And
I mean, I'm curious. I'm not trying to be facetious
here, Gail.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think, yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or anybody else out there who has an opinion on that. We have 8 minutes before we're going to talk to the amazing Kreskin. Give us a call and let us know. Do you think that there is a... I don't know. To me, is it going to hurt Kasich? We talked. You think it's going to hurt Trump? Is it going to hurt Kasich not to be backing the front runner?
Yeah, I think that, you know, people will remember that. I'm really sure of that. That they'll remember that he didn't come to this convention to give his support to Donald Trump. So
if the convention were in Pennsylvania and he didn't want to come. That's fine.
It wouldn't be.
No problem there.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't agree with Donald Trump,
absolutely.
He says.
Yeah.
But that it's in Ohio.
That's a little different.
I mean, I can't imagine he wouldn't come.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Yeah. I mean, no matter what your political beliefs are, I still think, like I say, and I hate to use the word obligate, but I still almost think he's obligated.
What's his party? It's his convention. He must really have a nasty, nasty...
That's like having people over for a party and then you not show... You know what I mean?
Well, the last four in the primary, the Republican primary, were Rubio, Cruz, and
Kasich.
He's the only one not showing. Rubio and Cruz are. Hey, you're live on WWGH. Go ahead.
I think if a person doesn't support their nominee, they are... basically voting for the other candidate.
So you believe the Republican...
I'm not saying everybody. I'm saying a politician that's doing that, that always sits there and says, you have to vote. He's going to have to vote for somebody, so who's he going to vote for? He's going to have to vote for the least of the two evils, which is going to be, as I already said, that he isn't going to support Trump. He's going to support Hillary.
Right, so that being said, though, are you saying, because we're talking about a specific case here, that the Republican governor of Ohio is going to vote for Hillary Clinton? Do you believe that?
I think if he's going to vote, he's going to. If he isn't going to support Trump, we only have really two true candidates.
Do you think he should have gone to the convention?
Yeah, I mean, he's a Republican candidate. I mean, he has got a right to, but whether or not, you know... Why not? Why would he not go?
He didn't want to go because he says he fundamentally does not agree with Donald Trump.
I can't see where he could fundamentally agree with Hillary Clinton either, but...
Right, but this is his party. People don't expect Governor Kasich to show up at the Democratic convention. The problem is, this is the Republican convention, and it's in his state. That's what I find a backlash about it. Even if you didn't agree with Donald Trump, which I'm sure Rubio and Cruz do not, but Rubio and Cruz are both speaking. It's in your state, Governor. Why not just go and say thank you for having this, my party having their convention in this state?
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you.
I don't understand that. So I'm serious. I'm not trying to be facetious at all. Do you think he's really going to cast his vote for Hillary Clinton?
if he isn't going to vote for Trump, who is he going to vote for? And you always hear these politicians, you got to go out and vote. You got to go out and vote. So if he does go out and vote, and he's already publicly denounced Trump, who's he going to vote for?
Well, that being said, that he's not showing at the convention. He won Ohio in the primary. Trump did not. He's not going to campaign for him. You feel a non-endorsement of Trump is an endorsement backhanded for Hillary. Do you believe this election's over? Because if Trump doesn't win Ohio, it's done. Has Kasich handed the election to Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I've said that all along, but I think Trump's handing it over, but, you know, that's another discussion. But
in the end result, before we still have a few minutes before Kreskin, in the end result here is Trump just, it's a foregone conclusion. There's no way. It's all over. He can't even get along with the Ohio governor.
I think so. I mean, I think so. And that and a few other people, you know, primary is one thing, general election's another. I don't think he's going to have the support. I really don't.
Is there any difference in what Kasich did and what Ruth Bader Ginsburg did?
Yes.
What's the difference?
The difference is there's rules and regulations that keep her from making such statements.
No, I just wanted to say about that I did check on that because I didn't know that last week. What it says is the judiciary rules state that you cannot endorse a political candidate, which she has not done. But even if you consider that endorsing, that she says Trump is unfit, the Supreme Court is exempt from these rules. So they tend to follow them, but they are not governed by them. That's how Scalia could go out fishing with Dick Cheney. So she technically did not break any rules because in that ethics man was talking about, the part he neglected to point out was that there is an exemption for the Supreme Court. They don't have to follow those.
Why don't they? I guess is my point. You know, it's just like the politicians are exempt from insider trading. Why is that?
Well, I think the reason the Supreme Court's exempt is the reason we knew that Scalia was conservative. Because if a Republican president appoints you, chances are you're conservative. It's the same reason that the Congress won't even hear President Obama's Garland. They won't even hear that because they think anybody Obama appoints is going to be liberal. So right off the bat, you know who he's voting for. So it really doesn't matter what they say once they get there. We know who they are.
Well, yeah, I would hope you were wrong. I mean, to me, they're there not as politicians. They're there to interpret the Constitution.
Well, I hope
to vote on that. If they're not doing that, then they don't need to be on the Supreme Court.
That being said, just because we have a minute left, and I hope you listen to the rest of the show and call back in later because this is an interesting conversation, but before we get to Kreskin here, do you think, though, that Garland then should be heard? Because if it's just a lawmaking body, non-opinions, and it's really not a political thing, why isn't the Republican Congress even hearing Garland, even putting him up there?
Oh, I agree with you that Republican presidents are going to appoint liberal judges and vice versa. I agree with you there. But once they're on there, the Constitution is the Constitution. There's only one way to interpret it, okay? And they need to focus on that, not politics.
Well, we're going to break for Kreskin here, but I hope you call back in. We're going to do this for 2 hours. Thank you.
Bye.
I always appreciate when people call in. I really do, because those opinions are very apt.
Sure.
And it made me think about Garland. Now, should they hear the arguments against or for Garland? Because if it's really not an opinion body, which is what we're saying with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that she shouldn't have done that, because you should follow the letter of the law no matter who appoints you,
right,
then why won't they hear Garland's confirmation?
Right. That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, you would think that, like you said, no matter who appoints him, it's still, if it's constitutionally, I mean, in there, they should hear the argument.
I mean, if the constitutional rules...
Or hear the appointment, excuse me.
...say you cannot endorse a candidate... I mean, don't you think Sandra Day O'Connor voted for Reagan? He appointed her.
Yeah.
I mean, does she have to say it?
I mean, I would think that maybe that's part of her appointment.
Well, I mean, does she have to say it? do these Roberts, who was appointed by Bush, does he have to say I'm favorable to Bush? I wouldn't think so.
No.
Clarence Thomas, he not a Bush supporter?
Yeah.
Do we think Clarence Thomas is not Republican? I would think we probably think he is.
Yep.
I don't know how we could get away from that.
Right.
Remember, we've got Amazing Kreskin coming up here momentarily, and then we've got who's going to give us a report on what's going to happen in Cleveland in the future, being the tremendous mentalist he is, and then we're going to have a very special guest for a few minutes. He can only stay with us for about 5-10 minutes at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. Can't give you any details on that. You're just going to have to listen, and then we're going to the balance of that hour continue on with current events. But that all being said, don't forget, our Republican National Convention coverage live from the Quicken Loans Arena starts tomorrow, as this show, the Now program, will emanate from the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, Ohio, from 12 to 2 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then each night from 7:10 till 8 p.m. we will be live from the Quicken Loans Arena doing a pre-show for the big speech, and then on Thursday night, once Donald Trump goes from presumptive nominee to nominee, we will becoming on the air to do a live wrap-up from the Republican convention emanating from the Quicken Loans Arena. So get your pen and paper and pencil and marker and crayon out and write those times down. Plus, we will be calling in during the Faye Bank Charlie Evers show on Wednesday and Thursday morning from 10 to noon periodically to give an update on what's going on live from the convention hall in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
Affectionately called the mistake by the lake.
Yep, it's gonna be fascinating.
If you could meet anybody there, who would it be?
Does it have to be a politician?
No, it doesn't have to be a politician. Okay. Rachel Maddow.
Nope.
Okay.
Because I think my I don't know if he's gonna be there or not, but hopefully if Ben Roethlisberger's there.
As far as me getting guests, because I'll be hosting the show. Now, how aggressive? Because you're going to be aggressive.
Yeah.
You're going to have news organizations there. Are you ready to elbow people out of the way and say, we want you here?
I'm ready to drop kick people.
Drop kick people. Yeah. Good. Because if Newt Gingrich is over there at Bam. The CNN booth, as soon as he walks off.
I'm snagging him.
Snagging.
Yep.
If Pence is over there.
He's ours.
We got to have to say 10 minutes. Only 10 minutes.
10 minutes, yep.
You know, 5 minutes. Whatever
That's
it takes.
I said I got some good shoes because I know I'm going to be doing a lot of walking, man. So
Anderson Cooper. Colleen Marshall.
Dan Rather.
Don Lemon.
Yeah.
Is Larry King going to be there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
You got to drag them.
Oh, yeah.
Grab them by the scruff of their neck.
I'm gonna have my bottle, my bottled water, and my good shoes, and I'm gonna be snagging everybody.
And you know who else is gonna be there? I just learned Chachi.
Oh, really?
Scott Baio.
Oh, Scott
Baio. Oh, yes. I know. I'm excited for that
oh,
one.
Oh, jeez.
And we continue on with our broadcast today. Momentarily, we're going to be joined by the world famous mentalist, the amazing Kreskin, and that's going to be a lot of fun because he's going to fill us out on what's going on with this big convention up here, which we're headed to tomorrow. So I hope Kreskin has somewhat good news about the whole thing. And don't forget, also coming up next hour, 1:15, we've got a guest, a surprise guest I cannot even begin to tell you about. You're just going to have to listen. It's coming up in about 45 minutes, so stay tuned for that. But now we are going to go to one of my favorite people. You probably remember him from The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. I saw one of those old episodes the other night on Antenna TV.
Oh, did you?
Or his many appearances across the country, or his great books that he's wrote, or his appearances on this show. The world's foremost mentalist, the amazing Kreskin. Kreskin, are you there?
Yes, I was waiting for Scott Spears, please. I will put Kreskin through to you.
Go right ahead.
All right, so I was just wondering how long would you need with him?
About 15 minutes.
All right. Hold on, please. Thank you.
Now we're getting cranks. So you're getting the whole behind-the-scenes thing.
This is live radio.
Live radio.
Look at his voicemail.
I'm out of the studio right now.
Control.
Uh-oh.
Hold while I try to connect.
Hello, it's Kreskin.
Kreskin, it's Scott Spears. How are you?
I am good. It's good to talk. Are we on yet? Or
we are on.
You are live.
We're on?
We're on.
We're on. This is live. In other words, I can't hide anything, can I?
Not yet.
I want to tell you, with our media, you know, the traumas that's going on right now, but also the other side of the coin. I guess every quote, every breath, even if someone sighs, is going to be recorded for good, Scott. So we have to be aware of that. And by the way, I said this before because I've worked with you, and we talked just not many weeks ago, and also just around Christmas time. But folks, I want to tell you, if I'm on the air in person with Scott, I will be very cautious if I read his mind. I'm only joking, Scott.
Well, Kriskin, here's the interesting thing, and we set this up kind of on short notice, and I'm so glad you could come on.
I know he did. I know, Scott.
Well, here's why, and I thank you for doing this, because the big Republican convention is right here in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Well, it started today, but we are heading there to do live coverage Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday. I know
Thursday.
You are.
Okay.
I know you are.
So Trump... Kriskin, everybody is just thinks it's going to be a madhouse. Are we good? Are we safe? What's it going to look like the next few days?
Well, you know, Scott, that's a two-edged sword to even discuss something like that. But I do want to. You are the first. This is the first I've announced this. I've held back for a while, but I am very serious about this, in spite of the fact that. It's going to cause a bit of a smile on many of your listeners' faces, but I will tell you now, I'm ready to go through with this, and I would love to do this. If someone wants to bring me in to the setting in Cleveland in these days where the political convention gathering is taking place, only for a few hours, and they want to plan to do this during the Democratic one, I would simply like to go up to, even though I've met many of these people before, I'd like to go up to and spend 5 or at the most 10 minutes, even if there's other reporters there, in which I can casually address a remark or two to each candidate. I'd like to have the luxury of either holding their hand or putting my hand on their shoulder. I'm not going to ask them anything threatening, but I want to get some feedback in how they think. And Scott, and I'm not even joking, I'm going to put together a log of the different impressions and vibrations I get of each of these people, and sometime in the not-too-distant future, present them to the public.
Hmm. That's very interesting. So now, Kriskin, you have said
Scott. So that, and hear me. It's ironic that you're going out shortly, but I don't mean to say that I'm going to suddenly cast some aspirations on someone or something incredibly positive or what have you. But I am not joking. I would like to get a reading of the general feeling and vibrations I get. And by the way, and I will tell you this ahead of time, and I mean this, whatever I ask them, whereby, do you plan to have dinner tonight by yourself or with some friends or what have, I'm not really going to be listening to their verbal answers. Not for one damn moment. Only those who worked with me through the years that have seen me in private events where I've performed and what have you know, that I have my own way of listening to how people think. And sometimes it's during the time they're conversing or they're doing some activity in front of me. And I think the one thing I have to offer is not the answer to everything, but I think it might give a slightly different and interesting perspective on each individual. And I would be interested why they would not be willing to extend in this way, because I'm not really threatening them, if you hear what I'm saying, Scott.
I do agree. Well, now this, I'm kind of reading between the lines here now, Kriskin. Now the fact that you would go...
Wait a minute, Scott, when you said that, we got to understand our position. Are you now telling me that you're a thought reader or the amazing Kriskin? I'm only kidding. Go ahead, Scott.
We all need a part-time job.
All right, Scott. Oh, I hear you.
Now,
but anyway, you started to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean
yeah,
to
no,
like that.
Reading between the lines, are you saying that the fact that you would be willing to go to the conventions, and we hope that happens, that being said, that all this much ado about there's going to be trouble in Cleveland is much ado about nothing, that there's not going to be big blowouts and people hurt and all kinds of big trouble?
Well, I am concerned because there I have some very serious mixed feelings. And by the way, I just, we've said this before, but I want people to realize, and you know this, you've discussed this on the air, that when you have massive movements and activities like this, don't anybody think that these people just gathered together and saw on the internet that this is going to happen now and they suddenly showed up, because much of what's going on, and somebody sooner or later has to reveal part of the organized financing and organized gathering of people, because most activities like this, as you I think realize, Scott, just don't happen spontaneously. Do you know what I mean, Scott?
I would agree, but I think it's very interesting, because I'm watching CNN last night, and everybody's there.
Yes.
Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, all the biggies, all the big Republican politicians. Now, that being said, when I tell people, it's weird, because when I mention to somebody, I'm going to the Republican convention, oh, my goodness, aren't you scared? It's going to be trouble.
No, you can't think that way, aren't you scared? Let me just say something, because I travel. Do you have a few minutes more, Scott?
Go right ahead.
Time. Do you have just a few minutes more that we can talk?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. I want to tell you something, and this happened the last 3 or 4 days, because two of the performances were for private companies. One was in a home, the other was at a banquet hall and what have you, of only about 200 or 300 people. But after the program, the show and tell, and you can understand and would see why. They're coming up to me and say, Kreskin, you mentioned casually that you've now flown over 3 million miles. Should we go on with our vacation this summer? Should we cancel this out of the country and so forth? And I will tell you one thing, and folks, I can't give you an answer yes or no, because we can't run our lives scared. But I will say one thing, and this is probably the most inexpensive time in a long, long time to go on a vacation out of the country, because in many, many areas, they've lost the reservations. People are not coming. Hotels are half empty because of fear and so forth. Now, listen to this, though. On the other side of the coin, there have been foreign countries, as I'm sure you've heard, and some I would be thrilled with, at the countries they are, and others I'm annoyed. But some of the countries are saying to their people, if you're vacationing in the United States, avoid large crowds. And people can say, well, that's a negative way of looking at our country. You can't say it's a negative way, Scott, because we're having turmoil even in the United States. And the problem is, we always had malcontents. We had screwballs when I were kids. I had police in my family. These people were nuts off the wall, want to destroy. There's one slight difference today. They have access now to military weapons, which did not exist when I was growing up in World War II. And the only ammunition was, I had a couple of uncles who had rifles because they were hunters or what have you. So we have a complicated situation of an enemy from without that's now infiltrated this country. But you also have screwballs to have access to something they didn't have in the past. That's the dilemma right now, Scott.
So this is the important question. When this is all over, if I were to look to book you on Friday's show, will I be back here on Friday?
You'll be back here on Friday, and you're going to probably, for certain reasons, want to book me. And by the way, I gotta say this. I don't know if you got this, because I said as soon as I heard you interview me, I said I gotta relate this to Scott. When I talk about the elections, as I think I sent you an email regarding who I'm voting for is my own business, who I believe is going to win, and I felt this months ago. I don't make public. I've had a rule like that for years. I may seal it and have them open it later on, all this shit. But I am voting. Who I'm voting for, I will tell you very frankly. I'm going to vote, and I'm voting for the person who I believe can do the less amount of harm. I'm voting for the person who I could be the lesser of the two evils. My solution in the years to come is to clean house and get rid of all the senators and congressmen. And I know that's almost an impossible thing to do, but can I tell you, with fresh people, people will say, well, they don't know anything about politics coming in. Hell, can they do any more harm? The positive point of flooding our government with new people, Scott, and I hope I'm quoted, is new folks will not have the time to have financial sex with the lobbyists and special interest groups.
That's very interesting. And Kreskin, like I say, I thank you for coming on in short notice. And now here's the two things we want to take away from this. One, we're going to try to book you for Friday because no harm will come to any of us. You believe this, right?
You'll be back on the air. And folks, those of you who disagree with Scott, you're going to be still able to listen to him on Friday.
Well, I'll be back because it's much ado about nothing. And on Friday, well, you're going to tell me who the next president's going to be.
Oh, no. Now, Scott... And I'm not saying he's using a military weapon because I'm too far away to be frightened by his threat. We'll talk, and Scott, I got some interesting things. But that's not about avoiding financial sex by having new people come into the government. You understand what I'm saying, Scott?
I understand, but this new person coming into the government in November and in January next year...
Oh, no, not this year. Not, this is going to be in a future election.
Future election.
You're talking about the new person coming in now. It's going to... I'm voting for the lesser of the two evils. The
lesser
one that
of the
can do the less amount of harm.
All right, but here's the interesting thing: will our next president have skirts in their closet?
Oh, jeez, folks, it's not that I'm going to read Scott's mind, but folks, all of you listening in, I hope you can't read my mind right now. I'll talk to you in a few days, Scott.
Let's talk to you when I get back. Thank you, Kreskin. Now, there you have it. Nothing's going to happen.
Much ado about nothing.
Much ado about nothing. Now, that's the world-famous Mendelist. You think he would stake his reputation? He would be ruined.
And give us false information.
Please. Yeah. And we'll have him on Friday, hopefully, during
all
the Exchange
right.
Club.
Yeah.
And he'll drop some bombshell on us.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of that, folks? 740-383-9944. All my competitors are going to be upset now that I'm not going to be taken out in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Now there's depression.
You'll make it back, you know, from Cleveland.
I'm going to make it back. Now there's going to be heavy-duty depression everywhere.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, honestly, folks, and I appreciate that people are concerned that we're going up there, but honestly, the Secret Service is handling the security on the building. There are 8-foot concrete barriers that were built outside. 200 Columbus police officers have been called in. They've got the Coast Guard in the water out there, and every news source in the world's there. If they were going to blow up the building or fly something into it or the guns were going to get in, three checkpoints. There are three checkpoints to even get into the building. You can't even get on the perimeter. You can't even get on the parking lot unless you've been cleared by the Secret Service. So, you know, I'm not saying something might not happen out in the crowds, but it's not going to happen anywhere near where you think. Let me tell you, CNN has got a multi-million dollar contract with Anderson Cooper. He ain't going anywhere. And I'm going to be standing next to Anderson
exactly.
Cooper the whole time. You watch CNN, you might see me at the backdrop
right.
a few times. So that's the way that
goes. I'll
be
goes. Getting his water for him. So.
Exactly. 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944. We thank the amazing Kreskin, and he'll be on again Friday to tell us what the fallout was from all this. And also, as we look toward next hour, we've got a 10-minute special guest, top of the hour, who you're not going to want to miss. So at 1:15, you're going to want to be next to your radio. So there you go. And then the balance of the hour after that 10 minutes is over, we're going to slide into more current events. Because there's a lot of current events going on right now. What did you make of the fact that Sarah Palin is not coming to the convention? And did you hear Donald Trump's reason? Too far away.
Really?
It's too far away for her to travel.
From Alaska to Ohio.
Yeah.
Too far.
He hasn't heard about these things called planes.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Caribou Barbie won't be there, huh?
What do you think that's all about? It's too far away.
I think that's a backhanded way of saying she doesn't support Donald Trump either.
Well, but she's run out there and supported him. I think the Republican Party didn't want her at the convention.
That's probably... Maybe they're afraid of what she would say.
Maybe we'll, you know, talk to somebody who knows about something but like that. But I just can't understand why that's the answer. Why wouldn't you give an answer that made a little more sense? You know, she's not in tune with the Republican Party.
Sure.
It wouldn't make any sense to put her there.
To say it's too far away.
Too far away. I want to find this exact quote because it's kind of odd and funny in a way.
Hey, could Kasich use that same thing? It's too far away.
Well, here's what Trump said. This is his exact quote.
Okay.
Exact quote. It's a little bit difficult because of where she is. We love Sarah. A little bit difficult because of, you know, it's a long ways away.
What?
Yeah. You connect the dots on that one.
Oh, boy. That thing went sideways about 3 or 4 times.
Now, remember, Hillary Clinton's dishonest.
Yeah.
And crooked.
Exactly.
You think that was on the level?
Yeah,
You think that was on the top of the truth meter?
Right.
That hit all the buttons in between?
That thing's tilting right now.
Right before the big convention. 740-383-9944 if you want to get in on the conversation. I enjoyed the conversation earlier on about Kasich and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, so give us a dial. 740-383-9944, and looks like we're getting one of those right now, and we can continue on with that. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Well, I don't think we got the caller there. 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call back. That's 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Dial the digits and we will get you up on the air. So give us a call back if that was you. Now remember, we will be doing live coverage from the Republican National Convention, all cleared by Kreskin moments ago. Daily, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m., and then all of those nights, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m., and then following Trump's speech on Thursday night from 11 to 12 p.m., or whenever his speech ends. That's how it will all shake down. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring, and we can talk more about whatever is going on, because the Supreme Court conversation and the Kasich conversation was very interesting. Terry, when we talk about Governor Kasich, we'll finish out the hour with this and go into new topics next hour, like what's going on with the vice presidential pick, which we haven't gotten into, Mr. Mike Pence. But what do you make of Governor Kasich not showing up? Long term, is this big trouble?
I think so. I think that he really needs Kasich's support to try to win Ohio. And not only that, but I just think it makes Ohio look terrible that their own governor.
Well, was it smart for Trump? Because he went, you know, it wasn't Trump who said it. It was his campaign manager,
yeah.
Manafort. But should he have said he was embarrassed by him?
Right. I probably shouldn't have said that. But
hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Wonderful of the World.
Oh, my goodness. The Queen of Dance.
Super Sean, S&S.
Yes, it is the Queen of Dance, Martha Minasi. Martha, how are you?
Oh, I love to be the Queen of Douse Dance.
Well, you certainly are, Martha.
Do you know you spell Douse, D-C-E-O-U-A-N?
That's right, Douse and Dance, the same.
And my mother told me when I was 5 years old, I was born on Reed Avenue, 204, a double house, 1931 Mother's Day. And when I was 5, she says, Martha, I want you to keep your maiden day, Douse. She says, it's D-O-U-C-E. I said, I know, Mom. She says, I want you to dance, D-A-N-C-E. And I did.
Beautiful. Martha, are you going to be watching the convention?
Yes, when's that?
It's starting tonight. Now, we will be at the Republican convention tomorrow.
Oh, my God, in Columbus?
In Cleveland.
Oh, you're going to Cleveland?
Yes, we'll be there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday if you tune on the radio.
I'll be there.
Yeah, too.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. What time?
We will be on from 12 to 2 each afternoon, then 7 to 8 at night, and then after Donald Trump speaks on Thursday, we'll be on 11 to midnight.
What days? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
12 to 2 in the afternoon, and then 7 to 8 at night.
Got it.
And then on Thursday, we'll be on 11 p.m. till midnight.
I'm going to Presidential Center to play bingo. I'm going to call everybody to listen to WWGH FM 107.9, right?
107.1.
Why do I do that all the time?
Oh, no, that's fine, Martha. Just 107.1. Now, are you coming in tomorrow for the over...
I want to, but Margaret says she don't want to come with me.
Oh, well, as long as you can get a ride here tomorrow morning, I know...
I got a ride with the van.
Well, sure, I think that would be fine, Martha, at 10 o'clock.
What time you want me? Not quarter to 10?
Yeah, Sean will be here about 10 o'clock, so I think everything will be fine.
Am I talking to Mr. Wonderful Scott?
You are.
You know that I love you and I adopted you. I've got 2 boys and 3 girls, and Scott Spears is number 2 boy of Manasi.
And it's terrible, Martha, because I can't dance.
But you're my son.
Well, I appreciate that, Martha.
And I love seeing your grandma at Marion General. And I love seeing you and Sean at Presidential Center.
Well, we always enjoy being... Sean loves you. Grandma loves you. We all love Martha.
Oh, I love your grandma. How old is she, Sean?
She's 79.
I'm 85.
I know. You're getting right along there, Martha.
When's her birthday? I want to send her a card.
January 23rd. She'll be 80 this year.
I'm going to send her $1.23. You're going to give it to her.
I will do that. Martha, we look forward to having you on the air.
Your birthday is February 24.
You know it. You got it right on.
What year was you born? Joey was born in 75.
81.
Well, you're old enough.
Yeah, I am older. I can stop counting now, can't I?
You can be my grandchild.
I can be a grandchild.
I got 6 boys. You're the number 6.
Well, that sounds good, Martha.
Thanks for talking to me, and I'll be listening, and I'm coming tomorrow. I'll have the van bring me, and you want me to come? What time do you open your office?
10 o'clock.
I'll be there at 10.
All right, Martha, you stay
well.
And
I'll walk myself in there, and I want to talk about my museum. And I'm calling it the Magic of Martha.
I love it.
She told me to do it.
On Martha's Corner.
USA.
That's right, Martha. Listen to us from the convention. Get your radio working, and I'll talk to you when I get back.
Honey, I'm tuning it in. I'm going to tell everybody.
Perfect.
You set it up for me, remember?
I do. Turn that thing. We're on right now, Martha. Turn it on.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Martha. Martha Dowse, the one and only Queen of Dance in Marion, Ohio. You know, she's a lifelong Republican. She ran for city council in Marion back in the mid-80s.
I didn't know that.
Nice woman.
Yeah.
Remember, we got a special guest coming up here in the next hour at 1:15. You're not going to want to miss. We can still fit another call in this hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. And we have a special guest next hour at 1:15. Only going to stick around for 10 minutes, and then we're going to do current events the rest of the hour, so you're not going to want to miss that. But you heard it here first, folks. The world's most famous mentalist, dating back to the days of Johnny Carson, says there's nothing to worry about. Everything is fine, and I'll tell you how fine it is. He's so fine that on Friday he wants us back here because we're going to do another interview, so that's the way it's going to go. And I don't doubt those mentalists. I don't think he's picked every president in the last 10, 12, 15 elections,
yeah.
So he's not wrong.
No. He's been pretty accurate with a lot of the information,
So I don't think he's going to be wrong about this one either. 740-383-9944. Is Governor Kasich doing the right thing? That was the topic this hour. They've already blasted him this morning. And where we were when Martha called in, do you think they should have called him an embarrassment?
No, I probably wouldn't have done that, but I do think it's bad for Ohio that he's not coming.
Sad.
Yeah.
Poor Governor Kasich.
Yeah.
He's caught between a rock and a hard spot,
yeah.
And I can understand that to a certain degree, but we all have to understand, is a non-endorsement a vote for the other side? I don't know,
mm-hmm.
Because Jeb Bush said he's not voting for Trump, but he says he's not voting at all.
Right.
So couldn't Kasich be in that same boat?
That's what I think would happen. More than him endorsing the other candidate is, he may not just vote.
I can't see him voting for Hillary, can you?
No.
I just can't see him.
No, I don't think he would cross his party lines or anything like that.
But do you think he would vote for Don?
No.
So he's got to do...
What was this thing he said about Kasich? He wanted to punch him in the mouth or slap him?
Well, he kept making fun of him eating. I don't know what that was all about. We're going to break here. Stay tuned. Big guest in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.